Now, if you live in the Hunter or you're a Novocastrian, then you would know all about the Tokau Field Days. They are fantastic, whether it's the farming that's featured to the fun events, the animals, the experts, the competitions. We just love it. And this year was an absolute cracker. And to tell us more about it, we do have the manager, Wendy Franklin. Wendy, welcome. I believe it was the biggest and the best in 12 years.
It was certainly the biggest and the best that I've run, and I think it would come close to being the biggest in its history. It was just a fabulous event.
Which is really amazing, given that it had to be postponed the year before. So we'd had a year off. Do you think maybe everyone went, wow, I'm busting to get back to that event?
I think so. I think that was part of it. And I think just generally people are a bit tired of being at home and there not being events. So I think when ours was on, and it's one of the first large scale events, I guess, in the district that was on, that people just came out in their droves.
And Wendy, what are some of the features of the Tokau Field Days that really set it apart from any other agricultural event?
I think the diversity. I think the diverse range of things that you can see when you come to an event like that. I think it comes all the way. I mean, there's not many places you can go and get like artisan craft and good food and wine, and then go and see a chainsaw ripping into a post and the horse skills. I mean, it's all on one site, and I think that's quite an unusual range and diverse range that attracts people.
Oh, it certainly is. Even the future farming, where you can see the robotics and you know, all the technology is super cool. You've got the animals for the kids as well as the competition. Now, it's a little bit bittersweet for you, though, Wendy, because after 12 years, you're stepping aside and looking for someone else to start running this amazing event.
I am. Actually, it was supposed to be my last year in 2000 and in 2020.
Ah, okay.
And then it was cancelled, and I thought, oh, I can't go out with a whimper. So I thought, I'll have to stay another year. So that's what brought me on for one more year, and I'm so glad that I did. It was such a great way to go out.
You've gone out with a massive bang. Now, how have you seen it evolve over the 12 years? And for anyone that might be interested, what would you say? You know, why should people be involved and the rewards that come with managing it?
I just love the thrill of working with the team. We put together a great team of people. We've actually got ex-students that come back down from Brisbane, up from Sydney and from outer west that come back just to work with us at the field days. And we all stay together and we have this massive team of people that all will do whatever it takes to make that event the best it can be. So that thrill of working with the team is what I love the most. And I can tell you that you could not do it on your own. You couldn't do it without those key people. And that's the thing that I have enjoyed the most.
It's a community effort. And what people may not realise is that money raised on the day then goes back into the community. And an amazing amount, $35,000 in grants, have been announced off this year's Tokau Field Days. And that means 12 community organisations are going to benefit from that.
Yes, and they all help us in some respect during the event. Some of them work in the car park, some work in the children's park. We have the Scouts, an obvious choice to run the billy boiling competition. And we then make a donation to those organisations for the assistance they give us. And we've always got more opportunities. So more community groups want to come forward and be involved. There's always different aspects of the event they can help with. And then we can give them a donation to help them go out and do more good in the community.
Well, Wendy, at a recent morning tea, those 12 grants were handed out. And, it ranged from Maitland Rugby Club, Vasey Public School, Newcastle Men's Shed, Maitland Men's Shed, Tokau Homestead. How were they received? Was everyone quite surprised at how big the grants were this year?
I think giving away money is always a happy day.
No one's going to get upset, are they?
everyone's happy. But let me tell you, those volunteers, that they really earn that money. I love having them involved, and probably that's been another great something that I'm proud of, is the amount of community groups we've brought in to work with us. It sort of probably covers about 350 volunteers that all have to, understand their role and understand the tasks that they need to do and what they need to achieve. There's a huge amount of work those groups put in the lead up just to getting organised for that event. So we're delighted to give the money, but we're equally delighted with the help that they give us.
Well, Wendy, for anyone that's listening, thinking, hey, look, I've got a group that would love to get involved or I'd love to help, where can people go to find out more about that?
All our contact details are on our website. That's tocowfielddays.com. So they can contact us and we can let them know some of the aspects of jobs that may be coming available that they can help with.
Well, Wendy, thank you for all that you've done for the Field Days in the community through the past 12 years, and we wish you all the best for your future endeavours.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.